This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Gentlemen, good morning.
I am most excited that you're here at the time we discussed yesterday and that the time zone
was confused.
Hasn't thrown you off.
Yeah, I finally figured it out. 9 means 11 here.
See, there you go.
Took a while.
Is there, I mean, I'm sure there's a variety of players, but I'm curious for you, who are you watching this weekend that could legitimately have a job on the line?
I think that the committee at running back is got three right now, and they can probably afford a fourth. So the guys not named Rico Dowdle, Ezekiel Elliott, and Hunter Lipke. Those guys, Deuce, Freeman, Malik Davis, I think they need to have a good performance in the game if they're going to be that fourth running back in the room.
Does Kevin's favorite player of all time, Wanye Thomas,
he's awesome,
need this? Because he's likely not going to play in this game, is he?
No, he's got a strained groin. It happened in practice. Get my days straight. I believe it was Wednesday.
Okay.
The last padded practice. It was either Tuesday or Wednesday. He pulled the groin. I saw him walking off the field, and he told somebody, oh, it's my groin. So, yeah, he's not going to – he won't play in this game. But he's got the roster made. He and Bell are the backup safeties.
All right. There you go, Kevin. Don't worry about it.
No, I would just –
don't worry about it. I know you've been stressed about it.
I don't want this injury to deter him. I want to – I'm not kidding, Mick. I would like to see him get some real playing time this year. I know the Cowboys are looking really good at safety, so I'm not exactly sure how that will stack up. But he seems like a guy who gets stuff done on the field.
Well, I think if you and you know what? When you're watching on TV, it's hard to tell what the personnel is on the field. But I saw in some instances in practice, not necessarily the preseason games, that when they go to a nickel-type defense, he seems to be on the field for Donovan Wilson.
Okay.
So Wilson's more of a kind of run stopper. But I've seen in some of their change-up defense, they're using him down close to the line of scrimmage and not doing what they were doing last year with Jayron Kearse, but just kind of a change-up guy. I think he's better in coverage, and, you know, he's kind of a big safety, him and Bell, so that's interchangeable on how they use those guys.
Another player that Kevin discussed with us yesterday that I wanted to kind of ask you on your expectation for him this season is DeMarvion Overshown, because yesterday Kevin said this year he's going to win 3 All-Pros.
No! No, untrue.
But Kevin asked the question. I thought this was an interesting question. Like, are my expectations too high of what this guy is and can do?
I think your expectations are probably, you know, right on. Now, he's got to get healthy.
Yeah.
And they've kind of slow-played him in coming back from that ACL. But when he's been in there, and I think you saw it in the first preseason game, he looked really, really good. And he's so versatile. But he's got to get healthy. It's not the ACL. He has a hip pointer. And I remember seeing where they were going to put a pad on the hip. I think we talked about this once, because I said, I don't know if I got a hip pointer, right?
Yeah.
I never experienced that. But you got to be able to run. So they can pad the hip, but you got to be able to run. And so he was at least at last padded practice on Wednesday. he was in uniform. I don't know how much they used him in team, but he got through some individual drills. So he's just got to get healthy. But to me, you know, he's kind of the third guy in there when all three when all the running back, linebackers are healthy. But in his absence, Leofau, oh my goodness,
yes,
he has played awfully well, and they will find ways to get him on the field. He's one of these guys that he just kind of makes plays. He's good in coverage, so you know, maybe if it's, say it's 2nd and 12 or so. You know, maybe he comes into the game for Damone Clark, who, by the way, is still nursing a sore knee. So I think they got a combination, as long as those linebackers are healthy, that will be a significant improvement over last year.
And since you're talking about Leofau, one of the things I notice, whether it's just in practices or actually in the games, when you talked about his coverage, it seems like, especially across the middle of the field, he's been very effective.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And he's a guy that, you know, when they try to run the tight end down the seam, he can run with them. And when they have to take maybe a running back out in the flat, he senses what's happening and he gets there. So they're really happy with him. And, you know, and if you look at the draft choices, I mean, there's 8 of them. 6 of them are going to make this team. I think the last 2 in the 7th round probably headed for the practice squad, Thomas and Rogers. But I think the rest of those guys think Flournoy, I think he's going to force them to keep 6 wide receivers. And then if you look at all the rest of them, Kalen Carson probably at this point, and he's finally back in practice, I think he's the 4th corner. So, you know, I think those guys have really stepped up, and maybe, you know, I want to say maybe one of the best classes they've had. But, you know, previously, you know, they've had, I think the last 2 years, 8 draft choices, and they all made the team. I think, and they need these guys to step up, because this is how they're going to get better. Replacing some of the people they lost, is they need this draft class to step up and be good.
All right. I'm just curious, because I do want to talk a little bit more about the draft class in the column that you wrote, the Corey reference yesterday. If the Cowboys are taking 6 wide receivers, does that mean Brevin Spann Ford is maybe going to have to go through waivers to get to the practice squad, or do you still think he can be on the 53?
Yeah, well? I don't know if they keep 6 receivers, if they can keep 4
yeah.
tight ends, because you got to kind of look at Hunter Lipke as a, you know, multi-dimensional guy, fullback, but he can do some of the things that you would have an H-back do. And I'll tell you what, this last week, and just watching practice, Peyton Hendershot has stepped up his game, and they've given him some opportunities. So it'll be interesting to see how he fits in to that tight end room along with Ferguson and Schoonmaker. He may end up being the 3rd guy, and then we'll see what happens with Ford. We'll see what happens with Fant. Although for Fant, he's kind of Hunter Lipke, and so I don't know that you can have 2 guys doing one job. That Lipke's going to do. They like him, and McCarthy likes using a fullback. He's kind of, I mean, he's young, but they've expanded his role, and he's sort of like, let's see if I say it right, the guy in San Francisco, Jurcik.
Oh, is it Juszczyk?
Juszczyk, sorry. I knew
Kyle Juszczyk.
Right. Yeah, he's kind of that type of player. I'm not saying he's as good, but he's kind of put on some strength, kind of bulked up a little, and I shouldn't say, you know, like bad weight. He just looks bigger from working out in the off season. I think he kind of fits in where he can play 2 different roles, fullback and maybe H-back as a tight end.
I'm kind of curious, because Kevin and I've kind of been watching Hendershot and kind of curious on him. You said he stepped
healthy.
Up his game. Okay, is that what it was that was
yes.
kind of keeping him from... Okay.
Because he missed so much time in training camp, it's almost like it was a foregone conclusion. Well, he's not going to be here, but these last 2 padded practices, which, by the way, the going back I don't know if people were criticizing or whatever after the Vegas game, going back to Oxnard and getting in two more padded practice. I think it was very beneficial, especially that last one when the juice picked up and it was pretty competitive. And I don't know that you can do that here because you're going to be indoors and it's a different atmosphere and everybody's home. And I think your concentration level is different because you're moving back into the house and wife and kids and all that stuff. When they went back there, those last two practices might have been two of their better practices they've had in training camp.
Now, I realize there's a lot to take a look at in this preseason game, but is there any part of you that if the Cowboys get to midfield, you just want to stop it right there and give Brandon Aubrey the opportunity to kick that 68, 67-yard field goal?
Yeah, I don't know that they need to do that because think about this. That's in their opponent's head.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We got to be careful because, you know, whatever we do defensively, once they hit the 50-yard line, this guy's in range. So maybe you play it differently because, and especially when he's indoors with perfect conditions like he was in Vegas, he's got 70-yard range. It's just a matter, do you hit it straight? And that's a long way to hit it straight, right? I think I told you. Well, I don't remember if I told you or not the next day or 2 days later after that game. I walked it off, and it took me 84 steps to get from the 46 to the end line.
A lot of steps.
That's a long ways. And I'll tell you what, those uprights start getting real skinny. it's amazing that he's got that, not only that range, but the ability to hit it straight, the accuracy. And I think he's going to be really important when they try to start changing up the kickoffs, like trying not only to angle the kicks, but maybe hit some line drives, which you have to be really careful with because you don't want the ball to angle and roll out of bounds and the ball goes to the 40, right?
Yeah.
What you'd like it to do is hit it high enough so nobody in that front line can touch it, but line drive it where it bounces before it gets to the returner, because then once it hits the ground, you're good to go. You don't have to wait till the guy touches the ball. And that can give you, like a 10-yard advantage if you can do that accurately and consistently.
And do you think, whereas we're talking about kind of making cuts, you think CeeDee Lamb's going to make this team?
Sure. Or how's that? Of course.
Yeah, I don't know.
You think anything like advances now that they're back in India?
Yeah, I think maybe back here, it helps out. You're kind of more focused on stuff. You're back in your office. And again, it's not just up to them. It's up to their guy. I keep saying it. What do they want? If they want a shorter contract, like 3 years, then, your guarantee or your signing bonus is going to be smaller because now you can only spread it out over 3 years instead of five. So that factors in. So there's a lot of combinations that have to be worked out. 3 years, not a long time, right? And think about it. They could have control of him for 3 years. This year, franchise.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure they at least want four for sure. And I looked up Justin Jefferson's, and it's a 4-year deal, but they actually put a voided year in there to make it five so they could spread out, prorate the signing bonus over a longer period of time. And that last base salary that he's probably not going to get is like $43 million, I believe. Ooh. I wrote down. He's not going to get to that. He's not going to have a 43. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was $33 million base, and it's not guaranteed in 2028.
Okay, so, yeah, I guess.
So that helps the average, right?
Sure.
Because that drops the average to $31 million instead of $35 million.
Right.
So when everybody says, well, that's what he's got to get, $35 million, okay, but what's the guarantee and what's the signing bonus? Because his is $31.5 million.
Appreciate it very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you next week, and we'll be wrapping up with training camp.
Sounds good. See you guys.
There you go, Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is indeed a shout-out Friday from the 945. Shout-out to my beautiful fiance and new Tolo, that's Tanya, for being the best life partner for you or for him. And said, I love you. That is delightful. Also converted a new listener. I like that very much. From the 214, shout out to me. Trap the hopefully only armadillo that was absolutely destroying my yard.
What'd you do with him? Like after you trapped him, did you, are you going to take him to the hill country and let him ride? Or what's,
he said what doing that, let's just say armadillo.
New shoe.
Now
new boot.
Lives lakefront at Lake Levan.
There you go. Oh, buried there?
I don't know that to be the case.
I don't want to know more.
I'm not disputing that either. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Penny Hardaway sneaker stealers, Ronda Rousey, and the New York Islanders general manager. Do any of these folks deserve forgiveness Friday? Do you? 877-881-1053. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Fike on Austin. Jason Williams on Grant. Penny, one-handed dunk around Marbury.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where Mike is, geez. Well, Mike said, can I repeat that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, Mike said right when we're going back on there, and he goes, oh, Penny Hardaway, I bet he blew his knee out doing that. And so, like, that's while I'm getting ready to talk.
Did he?
That's all he did was blow out, it felt like. After about 4 or 5 years, it was like Noah when he's had too much.
Golly.
Blowout city.
It's only 2-1-4. Thanks again, everybody, for supporting this show. From the 214, shout out to all these teachers going back to teach these badass kids. I love it. I love it. I love it. It is a shout out Friday. However, it's also Forgiveness Friday. 877-881-1053. Remember, you can hit up the Odyssey app, click on that microphone button. You can leave an audio message of your Forgiveness Friday. So that is always available as well. Now, somebody asked in the break, Ronda Rousey, I thought she went away after her terrible acting skills. Well, she's back in the news.
She's with Turtle.
For the most delightful, sounds from the Entourage movie, with the most delightful reason. I do not care for Ronda Rousey whatsoever. She was mean to one of our coworkers who taught Alec and was the nicest person in the world. And also, that just seems to be her general demeanor with people in general. So Ronda Rousey held an Ask Me Anything Reddit, and it didn't oh, wow. go, it didn't go.
Where is this on Reddit?
Super great. Yes.
I got to go look at this.
It is on Reddit. So she's very well known in addition to her fighting career and failed acting career for retweeting things that said the Sandy Hook massacre was a fraud. And so
wasn't that, who is that from? He got sued off from
Alex Jones did that too. Yeah. No, there were multiple people.
He lost a lot of money.
Yes. Yes, he did. I don't know if he's actually paid any of it, but yes.
I don't think you have to pay anything when you lose in court.
Man, topical. And so she followed that up by saying, thanks. I just figure asking questions and doing research is more patriotic than blindly accepting what you're told, especially when it comes to kids being shot. You definitely want to do the research, which I'm sure she did lots of. So here a sampling of some of the questions she got on the AMA. Considering 20 children were slaughtered and one was shot as many as 11 times, is it fair to say that you owe people a much better public apology than the one you issued? Next one.
Oh, this is it. Like, I'm looking at it. It seems like this is the only topic that exists.
Oh, yeah. in your graphic novel, expect the unexpected. Will we see something unexpected, like you apologizing to or acknowledging the families of the victims of the Sandy Hook massacre where 20 children were ruthlessly gunned down? Another person said, talk about expecting the unexpected. Can't wait to read that book. And here's another question. When you voiced Sonya Blade in Mortal Kombat 11, did all of your past bad decisions regarding your views about Sandy Hook being staged cause you to deliver an incredibly uninspired performance? Or was it just because you weren't right for the role to begin with? And so this is all it is. Look.
Well, I found one, Kevin.
Okay.
How did you manage to be the worst actor in Fast and the Furious and the Entourage movie?
It is amazing. Her power to tank these film franchises. Jeez. So she was a disaster as an actress. She was a great fighter until the rest of the world caught up with her, and she got smoked and whined about that. She was terrible in the WWE, so keep reaching for that relevancy. All right, let's go to Penny Hardaway. A man has been arrested for stealing 26 pairs of shoes from Penny Hardaway's home in Memphis, including exclusive versions of the shoes that were only made for Penny Hardaway. I understand shoes can be worth lots and lots and lots of money. Is that the only thing that you would steal if you went into a house? Now let's make it clear. Don't steal. I did that when
I was a kid. Don't break into a house.
And don't break in. That's a great point. That's probably a better point. But it took them months to find this person who stole the shoes from his house. Are you surprised that someone would break into his house and just steal shoes?
I feel like this is a person that knows Penny Hardaway.
I could see that.
They know his shoe collection. They're like, yeah, this is like, I know these specific pairs of shoes are quality, going to be worth something.
I think it's like, I know this is different because it wasn't at a home. I think it's like at the last Dallas card show when those guys stole possibly $2 million worth of cards.
Sure.
Like they had scoped it out and then, you know, like I won't say anything that would get me in trouble, but I think that there's a lot of rumors going around about that in the card world that, you know, maybe you know, gotcha. Something yeah. fishy happened there.
Yep. Wow. Yep.
Or Kevin, sometimes people just don't know what they don't know. And they think that some things are more valuable than they actually are. And they go in and try and get,
I could see that.
They're like, these shoes, I love shoes. And you know, yeah. instead of
Penny Hardaway, obviously they caused him a lot of knee injuries.
Was it his shoes? It's gotta be the shoes.
It's gotta be the shoes. That's what we found out from Nike. And who made those shoes?
You know what?
Nike.
That's a fair one. That's a fair
Nike
point.
Has now blown out on Zion.
Yeah.
And blown out Penny.
Yeah, in the 90s, they blew out Penny.
Wow.
I mean, those were really far apart. Do you at least feel like, hey, those were like...
I'm sure nobody got injured in between there. Wearing okay. Those.
I don't think you believe that. All right, let's go from that to Iowa coach...
The 817, Mike encourages people to try and break into his house. We all heard it.
That is still one of my favorite commercials
over there
ever.
Right now, and trying to get some things fixed.
You said, don't break. You can break into my parents' house unless you're really, really good at it. That's my favorite part.
Yeah, because I'm sure no matter what security you have, if you're a professional breaker in of houses, you probably know how to do different things to help yourself out. I saw these guys, they were breaking into places where you get those like cash loans or whatever, because they have to have cash on hand. And they were, I don't know how professional they were. They got caught on camera multiple times, but they knew how to cut cameras pretty quickly. And then they would wear kind of masks and stuff. I saw this like on the news about a month ago here in our Metroplex.
Wow.
And it was like three, maybe four guys that were going around these kind of places that they were going to these cash loan places. That they knew how to, they knew where the kind of safes were and they knew how to get the cash and then how to cut the,
interesting.
The cameras.
Okay. Well, as Corey brought up earlier, I don't want them
trying to rob my house. They seem very good at it. And it doesn't seem like, I don't know. Do they just say, hey, just let insurance cover it? Whatevs.
Do you love this level of, I don't know if it's passive aggressiveness or whatever when it comes to college football? We talked about how Lane Kiffin talked about how Coke was the worst for you and everything like that. So
Lane bias.
Brian. Okay. Not that kind of Coke. Brian Kelly walks up to his presser for LSU. There's a Coke sitting up there. he grabs the Dasani, starts drinking it, and says this.
Just a shout out to our sponsor, Coke. You know, smart water, great Coke product, minerals, vitamins. It's just great for you. It's refreshing, healthy, and Coke provides you all the products that you need, depending on what you like. And I love smart water.
Smart water, not Dasani, my bad. Do you love this level of passive aggressiveness?
Yeah, he's trolling. He's trolling somebody that he, I don't know if he dislikes him, but he's doing some trolling
feels like
out
he
there.
Might not like
I like
him, right?
I like that a lot. I think it's hilarious.
You did a heck of a job there.
I like it.
Okay, very.
I want more of that. I want more. Kevin, I know that Jimbo
he just stated facts
and
about
Nick Saban would go at each other passive aggressively all the time in their press conferences. I love that stuff, and I want more of it.
Then
I want it to turn into like aggressive instead of passive aggressive. Is that what it would be? Like, what's the opposite of passive?
I mean, aggressive.
So aggressive.
Yeah. Just regular aggressive.
I want aggression from the coaches.
Aggressive passive.
All right. I got a quick question for you, as it is also a shout out Friday. If the beginning of this sentence from the 661 says, shout out to my pretzels Presley, it's her 8th birthday. Or do you think it's an autocorrect and it should be my
precious
daughter?
Oh,
or my precious Presley. Okay, here we go. From the 661, shout out to my daughter or pretzels or precious Presley. Happy 8th birthday. Y'all said happy birthday to her last year, and she asked me this morning if y'all were going to do it again. Boom! Happy birthday. Hope it is awesome.
Britney Spears.
What?
Oops. I did it again. Gave the shout out.
You know
what I'm saying?
You know what concerns me?
I did it again.
Yeah.
Is when we were at Specs yesterday, there was a shocking amount of people that came up to Mike to tell him how much they loved his
humor.
Stupid joke yesterday.
Thank you.
When he was like, yeah, I would have thought that was for Albert because he was digging pool holes. That was his joke.
Oh, it was even better than that.
And
you didn't deliver it well.
Because I don't want to encourage you. There were many people who came
that
up to the Specs.
That joke.
Who's
you're
like,
hilarious.
That was the funniest thing I heard all day.
Yeah. Gosh, listen to funnier stuff.
So far, text in what's the funniest thing you heard today. 887, 881, a lot of eights. And then
you don't know the last part is 105.3? That's literally the name of the station.
877, not 887.
I threw in too many eights, man. I was thinking of CD.
88.
All right.
Des Bryant.
Does the...
Drew Pearson.
Antonio.
Michael Irvin.
Worst 88 ever.
Does the New York...
Michael Irvin?
No.
Antonio.
No, Antonio Bryant. Man, that would be a hot take. Fire off the sirens. Does the New York Islanders general manager need to ask for forgiveness? Because Anthony Duclair, he posted a picture, I believe it was on Instagram, of him cutting off all of his beautiful hair. I say that because I have no hair, and so I'm impressed when people have hair. It's because the GM has a strict cut and shave rule, and now this is like really taking over social media. This policy, by the way, he's had it in place forever.
Mattingly, cut those sideburns.
Yes, he's been in the NHL since 87, and he said no facial hair except for during the playoffs or jewelry, and you have to have jackets and ties on game day, and your hair can never go past your collar. So with this addition, Anthony Duclair had to cut his hair.
That stinks for him, I guess.
It does.
But do you want the job or not?
Clean shaven, man.
Like, isn't that the, do you go,
do you think he
screw
knew
this,
that?
I can work anywhere?
Okay.
Heck yeah.
You can let him out of your contract. You're like, I don't want to cut my hair.
I'm not cutting my hair.
You're like, all right, you're released.
And they're going to hold that again. They're going to be like, you know what? Then you'll never play again. No, I don't want to play for you because I don't want to cut my hair.
Yeah.
Let me go somewhere else where I don't have to cut my hair because this is a stupid policy, is what I would tell them. And then they're like, well, then you can sit your ass at home for the rest. And you're like, fine, pay me.
Okay, man, I did not expect that fiery of a response.
That was aggressive.
Yeah, that was aggressive.
Can I ask for forgiveness
for that?
You're
fine.
I got two of them, Kevin.
Okay.
For laughing at somebody on the highway. He pulled up behind me on the way home from the Rangers game the other day, and I was behind another truck, And we were going probably 90 miles an hour on George Bush. And this dude flies up behind me, and I couldn't get over. And he's on my butt and everything. So I finally wait until a guard. He could have gone around me, I guess.
Yeah.
I wait, and I move over, and I pass the truck in front of me. And this dude gets on the butt of the other car, the other truck that was in front of me. That truck just slowed down until a complete stop. I watched them on the highway, and the guy refused to go around him. He could have at any point. But the other guy was like, screw it. I'm just going to come to a complete stop and stop you on the highway. And I laughed so hard at the guy that was behind him because he could have just gone around. Just go around. And then also, I got to ask Luce forgiveness for Lucy.
Okay.
Because she dropped her ice cream on the floor the other day.
Did you laugh at her?
No, I didn't laugh at her. She dropped it on the floor. And
that's
I said,
you berate them, right? It's like, when you really tell them, like, what are you doing?
No, I was like, you can pick it up and you can eat it. That's perfectly okay. It's our floor. You know, it's not like, you know, 3 second rule too.
Do you have any pets?
We do. The floor, where she was fine. It's fine.
Okay.
But she looked at it, and as she went to grab it, she goes, now I got to throw this whole damn thing away. And I was like, oh my gosh. Man,
Lucy.
So, should I ask her for forgiveness for that?
We'll let it slide this one time. Does this person need forgiveness from the 469? Shout out to the sidewalk for keeping me off the streets.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105. I think that's hilarious. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy.
You trying to beat my jokes?
Why doesn't McCarthy and the Cowboys staff get more respect? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Come first and 10, 2:12 in the game. Goff back, throws it left, Laporta. Intercepted at the 30-yard line by Donovan Wilson.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Remember, in this segment, we will have a Dallas Cowboy ticket giveaway. I will leave that up to Corey. Whenever he shouts the magic phrase, that will be time. Right now,
let's give something away!
877-881-1053, caller number 10.
Now!
We'll win a 4-pack of standing room only tickets to the Cowboys' final preseason game and their only home preseason game this season. You can win by being caller number 10, 877-881-1053. Then a reminder, next hour, we will be doing a giveaway for a pair of seated tickets to the Cowboys game.
So the tickets are in seats?
Yes. You get to sit in a seat. These tickets are courtesy of Miller Lite. We love Miller Lite for being one of the sponsors of our Buffalo Wild Wing Tour, which is coming up each Friday during the football season.
Heck yeah. I just know our fans like sitting down.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Not just the Cowboys fans, but across the Metroplex, I do think you see that a lot. Right now, let's go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Here we go.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be...
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I love you.
A lot for that.
Love you more.
So I want to start with this. I'm just curious y'all's general thought about why Mike McCarthy and maybe the Cowboys coaching staff in general doesn't get more credit. We've talked about this a few different times in terms of whenever you look at the rankings for, you know, coaching staffs and everything like that, they're usually about in the middle. And ESPN just did another survey, and they put out their rankings. And this time it was for the entire coaching staff. And guess what? Mike McCarthy and the coaching staff were just about in the middle. So I was reading some of the notes about that. Since he became the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, this is Mike McCarthy, of course. They have a top five offensive success rate, top five expected points added per play, top five added points per drive. So you would feel like that would at least reflect well on either the offensive coordinator or if you think it's Mike McCarthy. But then there's also another note in there that Dallas would have been even lower if not for Mike Zimmer, because Mike Zimmer is a great defensive coach, which means if not for that hiring, they would have been, I don't know, 19, 20, something like that.
And a lot of people consider Dan Quinn a great defensive coach too, right?
That's true.
He had one of the worst defenses. Now, Micah Parsons helped out tremendously in that draft. But he, I remember. I will eat my words. I remember. You're like, could they be like top half? And I'm like, are you insane?
You go, yeah, Kevin? This is the next doomsday. And I was like, yeah. That's not what I'm saying.
And it was good. It was a very good defense under Dan Quinn.
Well, that's good for the Cowboys that Mike Zimmer changed everything that much. I think they're going to be tougher. I think they're going to be a tougher defense.
Okay.
But yes, the Cowboys are a middle of the pack team.
Okay.
In most categories.
Do you think, but seriously, do you think then that is the case when it comes to coaching as well? Because they're sandwiched in between the Chargers and the Eagles. And obviously, I know there's a lot of talk about this job security of both Nick Sirianni and Mike McCarthy. It's not surprising, some of the ones at the top, the Chiefs, the Lions, the Rams, the 49ers, the Ravens. But
I would say, Kevin, if you're going to check boxes, one of the boxes that doesn't check for Mike McCarthy teams in the tenure is beating good teams. So if you're going through the list and you're like, can he beat this team? You're probably going, are they above 500 and good?
Okay.
Probably not. So you would give that coach the advantage, because Mike McCarthy's teams, when they match up with those, even in the regular season, not just the playoffs, but even in the regular season, they fall. So I think they're a good quality team that forever, whatever reason, when they go up against somebody that can adjust, come up with a better game plan, they can't do the same thing on the other side.
All right. And I want to just double check with you. I know we've talked and joked with Bobby about he's maybe not the world's biggest Mike McCarthy fan, but do you think middle of the pack, 16 to be specific, for this coaching staff with McCarthy, Schottenheimer, and Zimmer, that's what they focused in on, is fair? Too high? Too low? I think it's not a lot, but a few spots too low.
I'm with you. If we're going to do the whole thing about Dak, like if I wanted to give in to Bobby and go like, fine, all right, he's won 36 games in the last 3 years. I know he hasn't been the quarterback of all those games, but your team has won 36 games in the last 3 years. Well, so has the head coach.
Yeah.
And so I would say if we're going to put Dak somewhere between 7 and 15, then I think that that's where Mike McCarthy and his staff belong.
Okay. Fair. All right, let's go from...
Wow, hold on. Are you saying, you're saying that he should be top one?
No.
Is that what you're
I was hoping you guys would be a little bit more engaged in this conversation. No, you're good. No, you're good. You gave me a good answer. Let's move on from that to Creed Humphrey just agreed to an extension for 4 years, $72 million. That includes $50 million guaranteed. Now, Mike, I know you love the Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
Do you love Creed Humphrey?
Did Creed Humphrey have something that might have gone wrong with him in training camp? But I guess this is a good sign that they're signing him to a big-time deal.
Something wrong,
a small minor injury that they were concerned about. For some reason, I thought I heard that. Like an ankle or I can't remember what it was. But, yeah, this was one of those picks where if they would have done something else, they would be in deep doo-doo. Does that make sense? Their line was, it felt like, on the verge of, because, correct me if I'm wrong, was he either a rookie the year that they lost to Tampa Bay?
I think
he was
correct.
A rookie. And it was like, oh my gosh, if they wouldn't have drafted him with everything going wrong on their offensive line. Yeah, so is this too strong of a term? He looks like a future Hall of Famer?
I don't think that's too strong.
Yeah, I agree. An extremely talented center.
Yeah, so that's a great sign because they're going to have to let some guys go. They had to let Tyreek Hill go. Like, that was a tough decision, but they're like, we're going to let our best offensive weapon go because we believe Patrick Mahomes can make below average, average, and average pretty good.
Do you guys remember the discussion we had about Jaden Daniels and Malik Nabers making their $10,000 bet for Offensive Rookie of the Year?
Yes.
Don't remember this.
Do or do not?
I do not.
Okay. Well, we talked about it and said, I bet that's not going to work out for them. Well, it did not work out for them as they had to call off the bet, of course.
Because you can't gamble.
That is true. But Corey, this is the part you'll hate even more. They had to go through multiple education training sessions over this. How much do you think, let's just use this example, they will learn from those betting training sessions as opposed to the only thing that NFL said was you can't bet?
Well, it depends. Okay. Were these training sessions? Because I've heard the Cowboys have done like media training sessions where they have multiple rookies.
I could see that being helpful.
But also, Kevin, like there are other training sessions where you watch videos and then like a guy in like a robe and a coffee cup. He's like, oh, man, this app. Can you believe that? You know, like,
was that a training session you were watching?
Somebody
knocks on the door.
Yeah, somebody knocks on the door and is like, "Hey, what's wrong with the printer?"
And that then, might
then
be
you
a
say to
thing.
That coworker, "I got something for your printer."
That might be a different. You might be watching a different.
I'll
video.
Show you a thumb drive.
Did you watch what the hell?
Because he's talking about a computer. And anyway, so yeah, like those are videos, Kevin, that you watch, and your company's like, learn from this.
Yes.
PowerPoint.
And so I think that maybe he did learn something. They did.
Okay, I don't know if that helped the case at all. Here's one of the things that I kind of wonder about sometimes. Like, because we do different training models. I never want to be in a training model with Corey again because I'm afraid of what's going to happen. Yes, I don't want to be a part
of
that
the Hawks.
Whatsoever.
They lose.
But whenever, like, I give this example, when we took, like, our sexual harassment training seminar, the question is something like, you know, Steve said Brenda looks hot in that skirt and maybe it should be a little shorter. What should Brenda do? And it's like, A, appreciate the compliment. B, wear a shorter skirt to work.
Mm-hmm.
C, if she doesn't like it, maybe go somewhere else because this place isn't for her. Or D,
tell HR.
Feel free to tell HR. It's the most ridiculous question.
Go work somewhere else is the correct answer,
that
right?
Is...
Like, see, if it's the Dallas Cowboys organization.
Okay, you know what? That is a fair point. You,
like, there, we might get that wrong.
Gosh. All right. Yes, there were times when I think that is a very fair thing to say.
You want me to show you what to do with that input device?
See, and this is why I don't want to go through training with you ever again. And the only time at the newspaper I had to sit through a sexual harassment seminar was because of something Corey said, and then he didn't even have to go because he was out on assignment. And then finally, I also want to
let you
know.
That kind of paints me in a bad light, Kevin.
Look, I thought the comment that you said... Oof, man, now I gotta
let's
I gotta
just
think,
move on.
Yeah. I gotta think about this as well. Hey,
it was a different time.
I know what to say. Yeah, it was a different time. And finally,
good call.
Not okay. Be nice to everybody and don't harass anybody. Bengals defensive end Miles Murphy is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks, so that'll be hurt the Bengals on their depth edge rush for a few weeks going into the regular season. He's got a sprained right MCL, so he will miss. At least it seems like perhaps 2 or 3 to 4 games. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we continue more shout-outs on a Shout-Out Friday. And you can tell us reasons why you wouldn't want to go through a training session with Corey, I guess. That works too. But with the end of the season almost here, why are the Rangers doing this rehab stint with DeGrom? Why is it important to get him back into the majors? We'll do that next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.